Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, what's up, what's up? It's your girl, me, to the M-E-E. We're back with Hot Topics and what's going on in the world. Like, what is really going on with this pandemic, this epidemic, this coronavirus? We're going to talk out. We're going to get your guys questions and answers. We're going to give you all the information we know. We're going to talk about everything. We're going to start out by saying, what's up, my co-host, Drizzle?
What's up, what's up? You already know who this is, your boy Drizzle, man. Got a surprise for y'all today, man. Been a long time coming, waiting on this surprise, man. But got a little story for y'all, and then, you know, I got my music playing today, man. So today's going to be, today's going to be lit, you know what I mean?
Yep, we got some music getting played today. I heard we got a caller. Let's bring in the caller. Caller, are you there? Let me see. Let me catch the voice. Oh, Big Pretty?
Yeah.
Y'all, I don't know if y'all don't know. If you don't know, now you know. But Big Pretty is one of our beautiful BBW models. She's been with Plush Beauty Entertainment, which is, I'm the CEO of over Plush Beauty Entertainment. It's a BBW movement. Y'all got to follow the movement on Instagram, Plush Beauty ENT 2020. But we're going to get into the details later on that. But we got Big Pretty in the building. Yay! And we're talking about the topic today of coronavirus, survival stories, if it's true, or do you really think the coronavirus is real, or are these numbers that the government has made up just to keep us, keep things going, like just to keep stuff going so we can re-vote for him? Like, well, let's get your opinion. Do you really believe coronavirus is real, or do you believe this is something that's made up and they're just numbers that they're just putting on people? You think people are really getting sick of this stuff, or what? I want to know your personal thoughts.
I currently feel that the virus is real. A lot of people have lost their lives behind it. I do think it has something to do with voting as well. Now, the numbers are just unrealistic for Texas. I don't think that's true. But I feel like the virus is going to be around for a while. I think that it'll last until about next year, but let's keep our fingers crossed, hope not. Something that I think about, I don't think everybody they say that has it. I don't think that's true. Not unless you really physically have been really tested for it and said that you have COVID, but it's formally known as SARS. So if you see SARS on your report, that has something to do with the COVID. So if we overcame so many different diseases and stuff here in the world, and this one we shall overcome if we do proper protocols and procedures to do so to keep us all safe. I just feel like everyone that has a pre-existing condition as far as asthma, anything that has anything to do with respiratory, just let's wear our mask to keep ourselves safe. And that's all I have.
Okay, Drizzle, you got any questions for Miss Big Pretty?
Not really. I understand what she's saying. You know, I agree that this whole pandemic stuff is real. It's not natural. It was man-made to me, honestly. Every day we get updated with new numbers. Every second it gets updated with new numbers. So the best thing I can say is know, for all the people out there, continue to wash your hands. I hate to burst your bubble, but I feel like it's airborne. Because the way people are catching it, people swing up and down, they don't go nowhere, they don't get nobody safe. And if you remember in the beginning of this pandemic stuff, they said that's how it was spreaded, through human to human contact. So they said they didn't get in nobody's face, they still caught it. My Twitter's blowing up with people talking about they getting COVID now. Famous people, regular people, everybody's popping out of nowhere with it. So, you know, to me, I feel like it's airborne. I'm going to be 100. I don't be in nobody's face. But as everybody knows, if you don't know, I did caught Corona. I got hit with a two-piece special with no biscuit, a large drink, maybe a large Coke. I got hit with Corona, and then I got hit with a side dish of pneumonia. So me being athletic, battling with both of those, and me being a bigger person, I'm not going to cap y'all. I was scared to literally to death. Like, when I found out, man, my heart started racing. See, that's what it does. When you find out, it really gets to you. That's part, I don't know. That's probably what's getting to people. That's what causes people to go crazy. When you get it, you start going crazy. I had my whole episode. Let me tell y'all what happened to me, man. In the beginning, I didn't even know I had it. I'm gonna be real with you. I was doing stuff. I had gotten pneumonia. I was walking pneumonia for about almost a week, which is very deadly. I do not advise any one of y'all to do it. Okay. I was walking pneumonia because I didn't know I had it. I start coughing. I start sleeping a little bit more, which is one of the main ones. And then all of a sudden, about 3-4 days in, I went in the restroom, did a good number 16, and I realized something. I couldn't smell it. I'm just healthy, you know. My stuff don't stink, you know what I mean. But everybody else said they could smell it. So I'm like, hold on, what? So I start losing my smell. Then I went in there, and I remember it said I lost the smell and lost the taste. So I went to the kitchen. I got me some Kool-Aid, which is very sweet. You should know if you can taste it or not. And it tastes like water. I said, hold on. I gave it to a person that's in my house, and they tried it, and they were like, oh, this is sweet. I said, hold on, you lying. So they started giving me early indications. I didn't get tested until a weekend. You know, by that time, you got like a week left. But because I got hit with both of them, you know, I was being hit with the two-piece. Man, I asked for one piece, and I ended up getting two-piece. So I got, you know, I'm just, right now, honestly, I'm just blessed to really be here. I'm still going through it financially-wise because it caused me to lose my job. And, you know, mentally, you know, right now I can tell you I feel like the world is caving in on me. But, you know, when you have that certain being in your life, God and your family and some of your friends, the real friends, not the fake ones out here, you start to feel better, you know. You start to feel better. Right now I'm still dealing with it, but I feel way better, you know. But, yeah, this financial stuff really is, man. Jobs ain't going to want you to go out there working. You shouldn't be out there. If you sick or you have your symptoms, please don't go outside. Please don't. Please don't go do the extra stuff for a dollar. It's not worth it, bro. Your life is not worth a dollar, all right? Your life is worth more than a dollar. Can you hear me? Don't go out there trying to catch a. I ain't going to say all that. Don't go out there trying to do something that you normally could do, but right now you're sick. You shouldn't be doing for a dollar, bro. All right? My biggest concern is why are these apartment people, why are these cities acting like this stuff ain't going on? Why are they trying to kick people out? Didn't I not just tell you I was affected? Didn't I not just tell you I was affected by Corona? You still want to keep people out. See, that's the only thing I have a problem with. So, you know, I feel like they're doing this on purpose. But you know what? I'm always winning. You know why? Because we got God on our side. Remember that. Stay prayed up, y'all, man. That's the end of my story, my journey. If you have COVID right now, and you know you do, or you feel like you got it, let me tell y'all, stay calm. Don't watch sad shows. I was watching a lot of Black Lives Matter movies, And I tell you now, I was crying my butt off. All right? I was crying my butt off because I could not keep my emotions balled up in that show, in that movie, because of what's going on. Mentally, it was driving me crazy, all right? So if you have COVID right now, hey, I'm with you, okay? If you want to talk to me about your experience with it or how to prevent it, I'm not the doctor. I can't tell you exactly how to prevent it, but I know for a fact on how to prevent it. Hit me up, man, all right? Hit me up. My Facebook is Don Rico Jackson, D-O-N-R-I-T-O, Jackson. Hit me up on Facebook, all right? Hit me up. Let me know what's going on. I will see your messages. I promise you. Hit me up. I check my messages every day. I'm here for y'all, you know, because, you know, nobody should go through this alone. They man-made something, and they affecting us, all right? That's what's going on right now. So I came over to tell my story. You said what?
Well, that's coming from a corona survivor himself. I have my input on, and it's very tragic that me personally, I felt that this, like he said, and I agree with him, this is a man-made illness. It was a part of terrorism, and it was supposed to target in one area. But what they failed to realize was people were still on airplanes. And when they make this illness, they also forgot to mention that some people are, what's the word that they use, symptomatic or whatever, meaning that they can still walk around and have it and without showing any symptoms, asymptomatic. So, therefore, you can be on airplane and still travel, and you're getting people sick. And you're traveling and you're having contact and you're giving money. And now it was targeted in China, and then next thing you know, it's in all these different states and cities. But I personally disagree with that. I personally don't think it's just through airplane. I believe that it has something to do with money handling. Like I said, it's a little airborne. It's in the water systems. I don't know what it is, but I also know that I came in contact with one woman that works inside of the hospital. They paid her, can't say no name, but they paid her Bitcoin to lie about the numbers that were submitted back for COVID, because it's supposed to keep the epidemic going on. It's supposed to keep the pandemic going on. So one lady said that she investigated it. She sent in swabs that had never been tested. And guess what? Those swabs came back positive. I'm just saying, y'all. I'm just saying. Some of the stuff you hear is not real. Some of these numbers are not real. Is coronavirus itself real? Yes, the coronavirus itself is real, because I know family members and I know friends that personally had corona. And does it feel different from pneumonia? Does it feel different from a common cold? Yes, it does. Based on what everybody's telling me, there's symptoms you have to look out for. The first thing they was doing when they was doing the research on corona was saying you automatically get a fever. But it has mutated now. It has mutated. So, therefore, you don't even get the fever no more. Some people don't even get fever no more. Only way you can tell that if you have coronavirus right now as you speak is to sniff something, to taste something. If you cannot taste and smell, then that's how you know if you have coronavirus or if you're trying, or your body is going into that mode. And personally, they say that you have to have pre-existing health issues. I mean, if you have pre-existing health issues, you're the one that's going to be targeted. That's bullshit. That's a lie. Those numbers are lying, people. Those numbers are lying. This is how I personally feel. I don't care who agree with me or not. Those numbers are lies. I know people that have been sick off of coronavirus, that have a heart condition, had heart implants, that have a lot of health issues and walked away and out there shooting basketball right now, out there doing the most right now, twerking and everything else. And the people that's inside of the – if you look at your region news, all the nursing home people are getting sick. The reason why all the nursing home people are getting sick, because nobody cares about them old people in the nursing home. They letting them stay sick. They was already doing that before Corona even came. They was neglecting our older people in the nursing homes in the state of Texas. I'm not speaking for nobody else. I'm talking about the state of Texas. The reason how I know for a fact they was neglecting people in the state of Texas in a nursing home, because when I was taking my son to the hospital, it was an old lady in there begging and crying, please don't take me back to the nursing home. It's bad in there. They're letting us die in there with Corona. They don't care. They put injecting us with stuff. People, I'm telling you, the reason why we have so many deaths right now in the nursing home is because they don't care about your people. If you got people in a nursing home and they family and they sick, it's best to self-quarantine them at the house. I'm telling you, they letting people die because of the numbers for the ratings, whatever the hell, they letting people die. And then you look on the news and you be like, oh, 89-year-old man and his 89-year-old man just walked out the hospital and he had Corona for about a month of battling. And the man was already old and he had pre-existing health issues. But you got all these young people dying. Oh, you got all these other people dying. Come on, man. It's something wrong with this picture. I mean, I'm just saying. But the topic is getting a little heavy. So what we're going to do is, Big Pretty, we're going to go into some music. And we're going to go into a couple of songs. We're going to come back. We're taking a little break because I need a little water. I need a break.
Yes, sir.
Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Bounce that boot on the floor. Shit. Shake till you get a little soft. Shit. Show 'em your mama made a hoe. Shit. Shit. Go ahead, get a little low. Shit. Shake that boot in the car. Shit. Shake that boot in the stove. Shit. Shit. Pop it, stop it, drop it, pop it. If I hit a Lexus sky, I'm a motherfucking rocket. Shit. I ain't got no fucking heart. I can't be loyal to you, whore. You weren't here from the start. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty. Damn. Skinny petite. Damn. I know my bitch love me. Damn. Cause she rub my feet. Damn. You don't touch me, somebody gon' touch me. You don't fuck me, somebody gon' fuck me. You don't love me, somebody gon' love me. Damn. Money don't walk, I gotta go and get it. Shake that booty, I come visit. If you thick, I might hit it. Damn. Shake that booty for a ride. Damn. Shake that boot on live. Damn. Shake that booty outside. Damn. Twerk. Girl, I wanna see you twerk. I throw a little money to twerk. I don't really think you can twerk. Twerk. If you broke, go to work. Make that big booty twerk. Make that big booty twerk. Can I touch that booty? That booty. That big old booty. Shake that booty. Can I lay on them booty? Mike Tyson on them booty. Copyright that booty.
I like them nasty, real nasty, yeah. She like me, I'm nasty. I like her, she nasty, yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Real nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty. I like to jump in that pussy and suck on them fingers. I promise you, girl, I don't miss. Squeeze on that ass while I rub on your asshole. While you motorbike up on the dick. Suck on my dick and I give you a kiss. Guess I'm a nasty little bitch. I'm with the shit. Yes, I'm with the shit. If you fucking with me, then you fucking a bitch. I know some little booties who nasty. I got some big booties who nasty. This who I go to when I won't be happy. Cause they nasty, nasty. I like a bitch, you go do what I tell her. Suck on that dick and some freezing cold weather. Play with that pussy right there in the car. Fuck all that rubber, she want that dick raw. She got that wet, certified. Taking you there when she look in your eye. Wet, slip and slide. Know I'm trying to slip and slide. Yeah. I'm in that pussy and I like the taste. Yeah. Taste like that act and a good fan of great. On that X trip, me and babe. Ate her ass, Kevin Gates. Know what I like. I like them nasty, nasty. Yeah. I like them nasty, nasty. 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 I like them nasty,
nasty. Freaky as fuck, but she classy. Suck on that dick with her ass. Swallow them kids in the back. He put his thumb in. Hit from the back, ain't no running. Hit from the side and I'm coming. Turn around, let him nut on my stomach. Ride in his face, nigga, eat up the clip. Look in his eyes when I look on the tip. Taking his soul when I dance on the dick. Spit in my mouth, I'm with all of this shit. Hit with no rubber, bae, I wanna feel it. Shoot the club up with my legs to the ceiling. Hands around my neck, sweat this boy trying to kill me. Yeah, we get busy out the Henny.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty,
nasty.
I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty. I like them nasty, nasty.
Okay, we're back. Man, I know y'all was twerking in y'all pants on that song. Tonight, we will be having BBW Fat Tuesday. Hot topic right now is the coronavirus. The coronavirus. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm back. Yes. So, tonight is Fat Tuesday. For all you BBW lovers, make sure you follow me on Instagram. My name is Mimi with Plush CEO. We're a BBW movement. Follow us.
Yes, ma'am.
We're talking about coronavirus stories and survival stories. And if we're in a pandemic, why are we suffering and being hit so hard? They recently just said that in Texas area, we're going to probably do a 2-week down because they can't get the numbers in control. My personally thoughts on that was, y'all should have did that before y'all even opened it back up. Y'all should have thought about all this before you opened back up, but all you got to think about was, oh, man, the people are tired of being in the house. The people are starting to get suicidal. People are losing their minds. We need to let the world. The thing that Trump, main words of Trump was kept saying was, our people are not designed for this. We're not caged animals. We can't just sit in the house. We have to get back to a general life. And he knew that once we get back to general life, people was not going to stop going out there to the stores and going to do things. And then slowly but surely, y'all open up the parks. Y'all open up the bars. And you know damn well people are already going crazy. So you know you open up the bars and people want something to drink because their nerves is bad. So therefore, the numbers is going up. The question today is, do you think that this virus will stop and die off? I believe it will. Like any other viruses that we all came across, the bird flu, all these, like the measles, eventually they're going to have a vaccine. Everything's going to be dying off. You're going to be, if you ain't already caught corona, you're eventually going to catch it and you're going to be immune to it. It's like any other illness is going to eventually die off. Any other thing in the world we're going to go through, as strong individual people, we're going to go through it. We're going to be strong, and we're going to we're going to make it through it, you know? We made it through wars. We made it through a lot of things. So I believe that we'll make it through this as well. And what people fail to realize is it's not up to us anymore. It's not up to Trump anymore. It's not up to anything anymore. It's only up to us. It's not up to us. It's up to God. People keep failing to realize, and I don't care if you guys are religious or not, you have to clinch onto some type of belief in a higher being. God, I don't know what your religious beliefs are, but mine personally is God. And without God, you have nothing. You have nothing at all. Without God, you have to pray and you have to have strength. You have to build your prayer partners up. You got to reach out to people, tell people to pray for you, whatever your situation may be. We may not even be talking about corona. You could be talking about hardships in your life. We could be talking about financial hardships. We could be talking about damn near being homeless or not having no money to feed your family. Reach out to someone. Closed mouths don't get fed. Pray. Ask God to reach out that helping hand. You never know who knows someone that can help someone that can help someone. I always tell that to everybody. You never know who knows someone that can help someone that can help someone, meaning that you never know who can help that person. If that person can't help that person, somebody you know may help can help that person. So don't ever just sit back and not and just, especially if you're a mom or you're a single parent, don't allow the stress of the world to bring you down, because it can tear you down. It can suffer. Now, mm-hmm. I can only speak for a person that suffers with depression and bipolar. I can only speak from this point on. Coming from a person that currently and still suffers with manic depression, don't let the weight of the world bring you down to the point where you are overwhelmed. Never get to the point where you're overwhelmed in life. Because when you get to that point, there's nothing nobody can tell you to get you out of that mode. When you're feeling overwhelmed, there's three things I do, and I hope and pray that it works for you. Number one, when you're feeling overwhelmed and you're feeling that there's nothing in the world, everything is bringing you down and you just want to end your life or you just want to give up, number one, you do a solid prayer. So you could do John 3:16. Just read it up in the book. Look it up in the Bible. John 3:16. Read that out loud. After you do that, number two, play some soft music, any type of soft music, and close your eyes. Think about something positive in your life or something funny that'll make you laugh. And right after that, those two things, and then the last thing is to woosah, meaning to just let it go. Let it go. Push it away. Think about it another day. Try not to think about it right now. Let's push it to the side and say, hey, I'm not listening to this. I don't want to hear nothing negative in my head. I'm only going to woosah, listen to and pray and listen to positive music. And that's what helped me and make me through the day. Not only that I'm a mom, I have kids that I have to live for. So my depression hits hard and it hits home. My mind don't be thinking about nothing but negative stuff. I have to think about them first. I got to say, hey, let me go see what my kids want. That makes me happy. That makes me smile. So you have to clinch on to some type of level of happiness, and you can't let that dark cloud overcloud you, because once that dark cloud overclouds you, it could wipe you out. Don't let it do that. Trust me, we're a human. We're human beings, and we have the power and the strength to overtake the world. We are stronger than we think we are. Our minds only, we control our minds. Don't let the devil ride your back. Don't let the human life and the weight of the world ride your back. I'm telling you guys, from personal experience of a manic depression person, that it's nothing you can overcome in this world. I didn't have a fucking heart attack. I didn't have a heart attack while carrying a baby inside of me. And I had a pastor come and pray over me. Pastor said, ma'am, I was told that two other baby, one of y'all was gonna make it. One of y'all can only make it. But I am putting life on both of y'all. I am breathing life in both of y'all. I walked away with a preemie baby that is now healthy. So ain't nothing nobody could ever tell me that I have not went through, because I went through it all. I did battle sepsis, which is a blood-killing illness that takes people out in 24 hours. I overcame that. I didn't have pneumonia, spitting up blood. I didn't overcame that. I didn't overcame everything that they threw at me. I didn't been molested. I didn't been gang raped. I didn't did it all. I didn't spend time in prison, in jail, 9 months without my kids. I didn't done it all. But I'm still here today to say I'm a survivor and I can go through it all. Manic depression, survival, whatever. I survived it all. And you can too. So with that being said, people, some turn up music. Hey, Drizzo got some new music that have not, that I don't think none of y'all heard. But we finna get into some of this music, y'all, because I'm ready to turn up. After listening to all that depression talk, got me kind of sad. So I'm about to listen to some happy music and turn up. You know what I mean? Because like when I said, when I get depressed, I listen to some happy stuff. I turn my stuff around. I turn it to some happy music. Drizzo, would you like to introduce some of your stuff going on?
Yes. We had our little talk. You know, now the good thing, another good thing about being depression is, you know, finding a happy spot, a happy place, happy music, something that's gonna make you think otherwise than what you, you know, what you're going through. So, in that being said, I got y'all on the music. So, to go ahead and, you know, introduce my first two songs of my album, man. I hope y'all enjoy it, man. For to get lit.
All right, let's get it.
Yeah. I just pulled up in a coupe. I just get off in a Rari. Never met niggas with the Rari. Never mind, I just pulled up. Hey. I just pulled up in a Toyota. Now I'm going to Burger King bottle.
Yeah.
I just bought all of their burgers.
Yeah.
Hey. Now I'm loving it. Hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm McLovin' it. Huh.
Okay.
No McDonald's will be loving.
Hell no.
Yeah. Hey, what we be fucking in, huh?
Uh-huh.
She just be fucking in, huh?
Whoa.
I just pulled up in the coupe. Yeah, running the digits, I'm up. Talking shit, niggas is up. Yeah, somebody got injured, I'm up.
Okay.
Running these niggas, don't stop me. Yeah, looking at me, they trying to drop me. Huh?
Yeah.
I don't really listen to them. Yeah, I don't wanna instant them. Huh? She want the Eminems. Huh? I give her a Snicker bar. Call her my phone cause she car. Yeah, I pass it up like their car. Yeah, niggas don't know what I know.
No.
I just do it for a show.
Hell
yeah,
no.
You call me up for a buck. Huh? Pass on these hoes, Andrew Luck. Yeah, niggas really wanna stunt.
Yeah.
I pulling up with the bars in. Niggas calling on my phone. Huh?
Yeah.
Niggas really think they lying.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. Losing control.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, losing my mind.
Yeah.
Losing control. I just put up in the coupe. Yeah. I scared off in a Rari, huh. Never mind, that's a Minari.
Okay.
Huh. I pulling up in Toyotas. Hey. I'm going to Burger King, huh. I'm buying everything, huh. I just be loving on her. Yeah. I be like, yeah. I just be loving on her, make love. Yeah. I just be loving on her. She be fucking my world. I just be getting it. Getting it. Getting it. Getting it. I just be winning it. Winning it. She said she want me to go suicide, huh? So I go all inside, yeah. I be pulling on a ride, yeah. I be putting her on a ride, yeah. She be over there talking, looking at me better walking. Niggas be calling my phone, on some disrespectful shit, I'm hauling. Niggas calling, I'm balling. All these niggas really stalling. When they say they gonna drop something, I be with it, yeah. When they want it, I can tell they ain't, yeah. Couple $1 million, it ain't the same, yeah. But I got some change on me. I'm about to go to the mall and go and splurge on me. You already know.
I just pulled up in the coupe.
I scared off in a Rari. Never met niggas with the Rari. Never mind, I just pulled up. I just pulled up in a Toyota. Now I'm going to Burger King bottle. I just bought all of their burgers. Yeah. Hey. Now I'm loving it. Yeah, I make loving it, huh? No McDonald's would be loving. Yeah. Hey, when we be fucking it, huh? She just be fucking it, huh? Say, Rico, where you been at, man? Nigga, I been sitting here chilling, bro. Rico, we gonna drop your next album, your mixtape, bro. Don't worry about it. When it come out, it's gonna be some fire. I know it's gonna be a wait, but hey, let me tell you something, man. I've been doing this shit for the longest, bro. I know what the hell I'm doing. Yeah. Just keep waiting on it, man. Watch out for soon. Rico, where you been at? Sorry, I can't say. Got racks in the safe. Yeah. He broke every leg. Get the fuck out my face. I'ma blow your shit away. Police acts I can't say.
Okay.
Nigga, you ain't safe. Get the fuck out my way. Nigga, you dumb? Nigga, you stupid? I'ma shoot you like Cupid. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it. Niggas be calling me, asking me questions, talking about where the fuck you been. Nigga, if I gotta tell you again, we're gonna have some problems in this bitch. Nigga, don't worry, you just tryna watch me.
Watch.
Niggas be pocket watching, niggas ain't no Mari.
Get
the fuck out of my presence. If I see you again, we're gonna have some problems, some issues you don't wanna have. Niggas be talking like Mecca, you walking this, niggas be trying to grab. I ain't gonna wait on you. This ain't no Blue Clues, huh?
No.
Bitch, I ain't gonna be looking for you, so get out of my way. Nigga, I'm at the top now, been doing this shit for the longest. Nigga, I'm at the block now, you be living here for the longest. You been sitting there homeless, nigga, you sitting there homeless. Now I'm sitting here balling. Sorry, I can't say. Got racks in the safe. He broke every leg. Get the fuck out my face. I'm gonna blow your shit away. Police acts I can't say. Nigga, you ain't safe.
Nah.
Get the fuck out my way. Nigga, you dumb? Nigga, you stupid? I'ma shoot you like you. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it. Got too much money in my pocket, I'm ready to go spend it. Mall, y'all already know we gon' get it.
Okay.
Everybody see me tryna be watching.
Yeah.
Niggas don't know why I'm in it. Nigga, I been in your city.
City?
You said you was gon' pop up, but you never did it.
Nah.
I'm looking here tryna figure out where the fuck you been. Nigga be sitting in his room. I be going all wrong. Niggas in the zone. Suck your ass like I'm bone. I don't really care how you feel. I'ma show you what's real.
Okay.
Rico production this bitch. Nigga, we ain't never gon' steal.
Okay.
Nigga, we gon' get it how we gonna get it. Ain't nobody gon' stop us from doing what we do. I got girls that will talk to you, come to me, act like everything's new. So I be calling your phone up, talking about where you at. Nigga, you a non-existent. And young nigga, that's unfair. Sorry, I can't say. Got racks in the safe.
Rack.
He broke every leg.
Nah.
Get the fuck out my face.
Get the fuck out my face.
Blow your shit away. Police acts I can't say.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, you ain't safe. Get the fuck out my way.
Get the fuck out my face.
Nigga, you dumb?
Hey.
Nigga, you stupid?
Hey.
I'ma shoot you like you. When I say I do it.
Hey.
When I say I do it. When I say I do it. When I say I do. When I say I do it.
I like that. The one that you said I got to act on. Hey, that was lit, man. That was lit. I was like, when you say I do, when you say I do. Hey, why don't you go ahead and hit another one of them little lines. Repeat that last two lines of that song. Go ahead and repeat the last two lines of that rap song real quick so we know it's legit. So we know it's real. So we know it's you.
When I say I do, yeah. And then I get it, gotta go get it, yeah. It's your boy, Rico for Dash, sorry, I can't say it, man. Hey, man, look, the first song y'all heard was, of course, McLovin, man. The backstory on that song was, everybody looked at it as me rapping about burgers. Yes, it's not about burgers. Yes, I used the metaphor of burgers, the simile burgers, but I wasn't talking about burgers. I was talking about loving the girls, you know what I mean? Showing love to girls, you know, I love girls, I love women, I mean, you know. So that's what that song was about. I just used, you know, one of my favorite places as a simile. That's all it was, you know what I mean? But Sorry Can't Say was a really bounce back song. Because when I was making songs back in 2016, everybody was looking forward to it and stuff, and then I vanished like Aang off Avatar. I vanished, you know, and I came back. Everybody kept texting me, hey, we gonna make a song, we gonna drop the next mixtape. I told the boys, don't worry about it, when it come out, it's gonna be so fire. You know, so I can't say, you know what I mean? I can't tell y'all boys. So when it finally came out, man, everybody was going crazy, man. They couldn't believe it, but they thought I was gone, man. But you know, I wasn't gone. So if y'all want to hear this song, it's clearly more on the album. Songs that y'all can relate to. It's on SoundCloud. Type in Drizzo, Drizzo. I repeat, Drizzo, Drizzo. It's gonna be the first person y'all see. It's gonna be like an orange type background. And then, of course, I can just look for Sorry I Can't Say or Mid-Level. It's going to be on there, man. All the rest of the songs are for fire. We couldn't get all the songs on here today. I will spread it out. I will play it on here if y'all want me to. You know, I'll talk to the director about it. You know, they'll get set up. But, you know, I have to give y'all a little taste, man. So if y'all want to go get it for yourself, go to SoundCloud, type in Drizzo, Drizzo. I repeat, Drizzo. And it's going to be the first person to pop up with 22 followers, man. You're going to know it's Sorry Can't Say because, hey, don't have Sorry Can't Say. You know what I mean? But, you know, that's your boy Drizzo stuff, man. You know how we coming, man. I'm thank y'all for listening to my songs, you know. But we lit, man. You know?
Yeah, and I think that you are a talented artist. I don't know if you guys know, I also do artist management. I am Drizzo's manager. I will also manage Young Cash Getters, YKG, Luke. All right. They're a very talented artist. I also come in contact with Twerk God. Twerk God got, like, the hottest twerk stripper music out there right now. Like, we played his song in the strip club, and nobody even knew it was Twerk God. Like, they didn't even know it was his music because it blends in, like, with all the other twerk songs there is on the radio. It already sounds like it's been on the radio. So, yeah. Y'all salute all these hardworking rappers out there, this, like, underground rappers that's trying to get out there and get big and famous one day. I hope and pray that you guys will make it to where y'all need to be. I'm going to always push and believe in y'all and push y'all music because I think that every last one of you guys are talented. You have your own talent. I'm not for sure if my girl Big Pretty is still online, but Big Pretty, did you want to add anything? If you're still here, yes, you can bring Big Pretty back in. What's up? Did you like the music?
I'm still here.
Yeah, did you like the song?
Yeah, the song is hot. It's cool. It's hot. And the only thing I want to say is that I'm glad to be back in the game. I've been gone, MIA, for a while. And I'm just ready to keep turning up. My birthday is August 8th. Well, my birthday is August 4th. My party is August 8th. So come out and support all the BBWs. We all will be bunnies in the house. And pretty much it for the night.
Okay, before we wrap it up, because I'm wrapping it up a little bit early tonight, because we got to get ready, the girls and myself, we have to get ready for club night tonight, and we got to be there like before 9, at least by 9 or 9:30. So on Tuesdays, I normally kind of wrap it up a little early. But I'd like to shout out to Brick Pretty, who's been in the game with me for a minute. She is a vet. I'd like to shout out to the Amazon that also came back to Plush as of today, called back and wanted to join back, and she's a vet in the game, and she will be at the club tonight. So if you want to come see Big Pretty or the Amazon, they will be in the building tonight. Shout out to all of our girls that's been working hard and promoting with us. Shout out to Black Ice. Shout out to my girl, my Virgo twin, my headache, Sin in the city. Shout out to all my beautiful girls. Like, shout out to Big Fine Cakes. Shout out to Bunny, the girl that looks like my, like, we call ourselves Titty Twins because we both got big breasts. Shout out to Sick Baby Dog. Shout out to everybody. Like, shout out to all the people. And we got birthdays coming up. We got Lady Q birthday bash, Vets versus Newbies birthday bash. Shout out to Lady Q's birthday on the 25th of this month. Shout out to my daughter's birthday, August the 8th. And we're going to be celebrating Big Pretty Playboy Mansion house party on August 8th. It's going to be so much stuff going on that ain't even funny. Like, it's lit. It's up there in the air. But y'all want to come out and support the BBWs tonight? We will be on the Northwest Houston. You want to know the address? Follow the Instagram. Instagram is PlushBeautyENT2020. Also, you can follow me on Facebook, which is Mimi, M-E-E-M-E-E, Plush CEO. You can follow me on there. If you're looking to work, you can also just inbox or hit the email, PlushBeautyModels. My website will be going up tomorrow, and every week we'll be having, like, we'll be switching out, like, the feature BBW of the week. My clothing line, all of that's going to be dropping all this week. I have Plush Beauty Mask for those that want to keep it safe. If you want to buy a Plush Beauty Mask, inbox me. It'll have my symbol on there, Plush Beauty Mask. So to let y'all know that we support, it's going to be the mask with my logo on there. So, you know, we're keeping it safe and we're keeping it, it's not so much my logo, but it would say Plush Beauty on there. But yeah, we're going to keep it all healthy and safe. Don't forget to grab your hand sanitizer, because remember that this virus does stay on money, doorknobs, doors, pennies. They said that on the pennies, it can stay up to, like, 3 to 5 hours on pennies. So just keep your hands washed. Keep using hand sanitizer. Mask up. Stay safe. And if you've been affected with coronavirus, I feel for you, you know. I know a lot of people that have been. And stay prayed up, people. That's all you can do. Put God first. And if you suffer with depression, put God first. That's all I can tell you. Because depression alone is a separate battle. So, I mean, whatever battle that you're going through, like I said, you can overcome. Anybody can overcome their battle. You just got to put God first in anything that you do, because that's number one. And if I forgot y'all names and I didn't quite give y'all shout-outs, that's because I'm pushed for time, so I'm kind of cramming everything in. But shout-out to the whole Plush Beauty Entertainment team. Shout-out to all the vets. Shout-out to all the newbies. Shout-out if you're just coming in. Shout out to all my upcoming artists in Houston that's trying to get out there and make it. Shout out to my producer, Tay. Let's shout out to him. Even though he get on my nerves and I was messing up stuff, shout out to him. Like, my producer's lit. He keeps my stuff jumping. He keeps it going. Shout out to my co-host, Drizzo. Shout out to him being a survivor of Corona, man. Shout out to God for always being there. I mean, we're just going to shout out to everybody. Everybody that deserves a shout out gets a shout out today. For real, for real. I'm eating on my bugles. I'm about to get online. Find me some fat girl shit to eat. And when I find me some fat girl shit to eat, I'm going to get my face all pretty and did up. And I'm about to hit the club with my mask on because I'll be down if I let anybody get me corona. But anyway, y'all need to stay safe. I'm going to play two more twerk songs. And we're going to end this night because it's already about to be 8. And I got to get pretty. I don't know about y'all, but I stay pretty. And I got to shut up, hater. It's always a hater. See, let's talk about haters real quick. It's always a hater in the building throwing in pretty ugly. Like, it's always a hater. Hi, hater. Bye. Anyway, we're going to get into some twerk songs, get y'all ramped up, get y'all prepared for the night. And then after that, we're going to check again next Tuesday with some updates. Drizzo, let them know how they can find you, how they can contact you, and then we can get up.
Y'all already know how you can find me, man. Look, man, let me tell y'all, man, how to find me, man. If y'all got Twitter, all right, y'all got Twitter, you'll know it's me because it's going to take Dishes Rizzo, a.k.a. Drizzo. My Twitter ad is KingXRizzo, R-I-Z-Z-O. That simple. KingX, the X, Rizzo. All right, that's my Twitter, all right? My Facebook, I already know what it is. Don Rico Jackson, hit me up. Go ahead and add me. I'll add you back, no cap. All right? And my Instagram, I don't know if I can give y'all that one. That's exclusive, man. No, I'm just playing. But look, it's King_Rizzo_YT. Stand for YouTube, man. That's my YouTube channel, King Rizzo, man. Y'all want to go and subscribe to me, show love to me, man? That's my YouTube, King Rizzo. You're going to know it's me because I'm going to have a red background with a black head with some yellow dreads. That's how you know it's me, all right? King Rizzo is my YouTube. Y'all going to show some love. I got new videos out. If you're a gamer, you're going to love my channel. Trust me. But, yeah, that's how y'all reach me, man. Again, my Instagram is King_Rizzo_YT, all right? That's how y'all can find me on my social medias, man. Ladies, if you want my number, I can't get that out yet. Unless you hit me up. Anyway, appreciate y'all, man. Look, your boy Drizzo out, man. Y'all all right? You heard? All right.
Hey y'all, what's up? So the City Girls Twerk 25K Challenge is real. The top 20 winners will get flued out. All expenses is paid for.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Only 1. 30 dancers. Garbage.
Sexual and inappropriate.
$25,000.
I need y'all to shake y'all ass.
This is your captain speaking. On behalf of Flued Out Airlines, we'd like to thank you for flying with us. We'll be landing in Miami shortly. Flight attendants, please prepare the cabin for landing.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Grow that.
I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Shake that.
Bounce it. I wanna slim fine, come on with some twerk with her.
Baby, stick it, baby, move it, baby, lick it. Baby, suck up on that cookie to that pussy, got a hickey. Baby, watch big, coulda brought a Range Rover. Chain little, but I put some change on it. Nigga mad, I'ma put the gang on him. They'll die about me, they'll bang on him. In that ass, poke out, little frame on him. Pussy so good, he got my name on it. Itty bitty pretty, on the realest in the city. Only fucking with the plug, got a nigga worth a billy. Showing love, only talk about bands. When he hit me, told him he ain't pick me. Never doing quickie.
I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some twerk with her. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some twerk with her. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some twerk with her. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some twerk with her.
Look, this guy.
the cave. See my lifestyle, precise style. I be dripped up, get me wiped down. I see them hoes looking cold, looking stiff. Thick bitch, God's gift to a dick. Drop low, look back, shit that, shit that. I just drop kick, got back, six back, six back. I just jump strong, hit charts, impact, impact. Stop that, shit check, it's back, bitch, better relax.
I wanna slim by, I'm coming with them pork with all.
Yeah, I see you show that. What is you gon' throw that? If you don't let me hold that, you know where to throw it. Lil' flexin' ass nigga, what is that shit? Must have me confused for a rap bitch. Too rude for a soft nigga, need a boss. No floss nigga, who don't give a fuck what it cost, nigga. I can buy my own, but I'd rather see y'all niggas. Tell them pussy ass hoes, I don't want y'all niggas. Got a penthouse up in a mandolin. So when you get this pussy, better handle it. I'm a top notch bitch, need some top notch bitch. Move like a G.
I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some pork with all. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some pork with all. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some pork with all. I wanna slim by, I'm coming with some pork with all.
That bitch,
yeah.
Been that bitch, still that bitch, will forever be that bitch,
forever be that bitch.
Yeah. I'm the hood Mona Lisa, break a nigga into pieces. Had to X some cheesy niggas out my circle like a pizza.
Yeah.
I'm way too exclusive, I don't shop on Insta boutiques. All them little ass clothes only fit fake booties. Bad bitch, still talking cash shit. Pussy like water, I'm a mother and relaxing. I would never trip on a nigga if I had him. Bitch, that's my trash, you the maid, so you bagged him. I'm a savage,
yeah.
Classy, bougie, ratchet,
yeah.
Sassy, moody,
hey,
nasty,
hey.
But your edge up all I'm showing. I keep my niggas private, so it's AP all I'm showing. Beefing with you bitches really getting kind of boring. If it ain't about the money, then you know I'm gonna ignore it. I'm the shit.
Ooh.
I need a mop to clean the floors. Too much drip.
Ooh.
I keep a knot, I keep a watch, I keep a whip. Let's play a game. Simon Says I'm still that bitch. Ay, I'm still that bitch.
Yeah,
I'm a savage.
Yeah,
classy, bougie, ratchet.
Yeah,
sassy, moody, nasty. Acting.
Sugar,
but ain't shit sweet.
Ah.